Okay, so Marin has opened a new concept store in Quebec at Momentum Solutions, their second store in Quebec. I think the first one was back in 2010. And we're lucky to have Matt Van Eckvoort here, the president of Marin, who's on site for the launch. And we're going to talk with Matt a bit about the launch and Marin's plans and the exciting things that they're doing in Canada and, of course, other places. Matt, are you there on the line?
I am.
Okay, great. So thanks for so much for spending time with us today. So I understand you've had a pretty busy time here with the opening. How did it go with everything?
I got an interesting car tour of Quebec, Mirabel, the Montreal area, as far out as Mont-Tremblant,
Sure.
then back into Terrebonne for the opening of the store. It was it was instructive and really busy.
Sure. Is it your first time to Canada?
Oh, not at all. Both my previous work, I was working with a lot of Canadian companies in Quebec and BC and in the Toronto area. So from my FSA past, I was pretty used to traveling into the area, working with a lot of the local distribution and manufacturing companies. But for Marin, this is my first trip, and it's been overdue. So I was pretty happy to be able to find the time to make it.
Excellent. So I think that the first store that you opened, the first Momentum Velo store, was the first concept store for Marin worldwide in 2010. Is that correct?
I think I should kind of point out that it's so with Momentum, what we have is a really close partnership, but I wouldn't call it a concept store. We don't have a financial stake in the store. It's just a very close relationship and one that, we really value and appreciate, and we've been able to cooperate pretty closely. But, that's also a non-exclusive relationship. It's one we'd like to have with anybody inside of our dealer family.
Okay, I understand. I think sometimes the concept, the word is maybe used loosely, and partnership stores is also being used a lot as well. So I guess things have been going pretty good with the store to motivate a second location being opened.
I think they've had phenomenal success, but I've also really kind of noticed, particularly within the Marin family of dealers in Quebec especially, there's a lot more kind of sense of camaraderie or family, certainly than I think we see in the US market, but even in some of the other markets in Canada. I credit that to the probably the fact that they're a very good group of dealers that we, try to foster very close cooperation rather than competition. And try to get them to work together for mutual success, which I think they've all, been very accommodating to.
Well, I think Quebec in itself is a very unique environment. It's very hot for cycling, and it's been around for many years there, so there's certainly definitely a sense of community. Are there more plans, Matt, for more of these kind of stores in Canada and let's say in other places around the world?
Definitely in the sense that it is close cooperation. And, the word I do like to use is partnership, because I think that, okay, so we're, let's say, a middle-sized bike company, and, we rely on the good graces of our partners and their support and cooperation. And we try to, respond to that in the same way. I think that there are, definitely bike companies, many of them larger than ourselves, that take a more kind of adversarial role with their dealers. And, I think it leads to a bit of friction and a bit of leveraging and, that kind of contentiousness, that type of adversarial relationship. A, it's not in our DNA. Marin is a very personal company. We want to have relationships with our dealers that are friendly and personal. And B, it's not in my nature. I really try to see deals made between us and our supply chain up and down that are mutually beneficial. And to me, the best result comes when the dealer's happy with the brand and the sales, and that carries across to their consumers, and it carries across to the riders that support us. So it's really important to me that we have that level of cooperation that makes them happy to sell our bikes and makes their customers happy to ride them.
Absolutely. It's a complete cooperation all the way through the chain. You know, I know we came down to and visited with you guys at Sea Otter and saw some of your product, and you know, you've got a lot of hot bikes from your Team CXR Pro and your Verona line and your Stelvio Road line. You know, 2015 is coming, and maybe are we able to get a little sneak peek of what's coming from Marin?
Yeah, sure. Some of it we've already shown at Sea Otter. We showed the first, you know, kind of rideable prototypes of the new Rift Zones suspension design.
Sure.
It's following our IsoTrack suspension platform from the Mount Vision.
Yeah.
Adding a little more travel to the Rift Zone, decreasing the frame weight substantially, and kind of simplifying the pivot points in the suspension design into something that's more easily maintainable, but also lighter weight for the rider. We've totally revamped the Fairfax Speed Commuter line.
Right.
Lighter weight frames, faster looking, a little more aggressive looking, but also, you know, better for a commuter that wants to, you know, have a lighter weight, faster urban bike. We have, you know, beyond that, there's a lot more. I mean, we basically in 2 years have redesigned, re-engineered, and revamped almost the entire product line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it, you know, it's a huge commitment for a company, you know, and of our size, but, you know, it's something that we felt had to be done, and it's, you know, it's something that I think really is going to be welcomed by our riders.
There's no question. I mean, we've watched Marin over the years, and you've certainly in the last couple of years really, you know, turned things on a dime and you know, expanded things and a lot more product and some very interesting stuff. You know, you mentioned the Fairfax line, and this is your commuter or your city bike type of line. And is this an area, a lot of companies are talking about that being an area of growth. Are you guys also seeing that as an area where you want to see more you know, momentum, sort of, to use a pun, so to speak?
You know, absolutely. I mean, look, at its heart, we're cyclists. I mean, that's, you know, obviously why most of us got into the industry. We kind of got sucked in by our own passion and turned it into a business and then a career. And, you know, from that, I mean, I'm excited to see people on our bikes. I'm excited every time I see a rider on a Marin that's clearly enjoying themselves. And, you know, by that token, I also believe that cycling is transportation as well as recreation.
Sure.
And you know, in our markets in Germany and the UK and, you know, a lot of other markets, transportation is a huge component. In Canada, it's becoming quite a bit more so, and in the U.S. as well, although more slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, if we can offer something that gets people out on a bike to go to the shop, to go to their office, you know, to go visit friends versus getting in a car, I mean, hallelujah. I'm really excited about that. And the key to that to me is access to safe riding trails, you know, like a lot of what's happening in Quebec with the expansion of trail networks and access to local areas is fantastic stuff. The U.S. is moving the same way, but slowly, but mm-hmm. like in the U.K., shutting down, you know, or creating privileged access for bikes into London or some of the other areas is, I mean, it's brilliant, and it's having a super positive impact on cycling.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing that across the board, whether it's bikes on trains or bikes on buses or all kinds of things of that nature. It seems that the lights have come on in governments and municipalities, and they're taking an active role, you know, at various levels, you know, in all sectors. So it's great for cycling. Like you said, if, you know, more people on bikes is the answer for the sport, and it's great for the environment and, you know, all things. Tell us a little bit about the rest of your trip. I understand you're going to Quebec City. Is that today or tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, we're up here to just visit our first dealer, and then we've got, I think, a couple more planned for this afternoon. Then we're going to head back to Montreal area. I guess there's a mountain bike race we're going to try to hit the start of. I think Yannick at Momentum was trying to loan me a bike and get me out into the race. I don't think that's going to happen.
I was going to ask you if you're going to get some riding done up here, so maybe that's...
You know, I almost brought the kid. I was really kind of hoping, but then I knew Andre had set up a pretty busy schedule. You know, we're to like this morning's visit with Serge at Pedalier. I think we planned on probably an hour. We ended up spending a good couple hours here. It's super fun to connect, and you know, we share so much in common with our dealers. You tend to kind of run over time usually.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's great. It sounds like the whole trip's been really, really special. And so congratulations on the new store with Momentum Velo. And we look forward to seeing and tracking more of Marin's, activities through this year and into the future. And thanks for spending time with us at Pedal, and all the best.
Oh, you know what? I appreciate it. And I got to tell you, I enjoy reading your magazine. We get it at the office, obviously, but it's hard enough to find the time to get out, you know, and visit all of our partners. But it's something I really try to make the time to do. But you bring a lot of that content home to me instead, so I do appreciate that.
We're happy if we're able to do that, Matt, and we'll hope to continue. So,
all right,
all the best with your travels, and thanks again for spending time with us at Pedal.
Thanks so much, Ben.